gratifying is that you guys had the big lead early on. They battled back, but down the stretch there, you guys were able to pull it out.
Well, it was huge. You know, and the big picture is big because we had a tough schedule. And, you know, I think everyone's tired. We're going to go have a tough back-to-back in Denver tomorrow night. You know, an earlier start and a flight. So if we had a loss tonight, it would have been really tough to go up there with the pressure of having to win up there. So it was big in the big picture, but also, you know, looking at the game itself, got off to a good start. We let them get back into it. But overall, we had a lot of grit tonight, and we got some good performances out of a lot of different people.
It looked like you were motioning to Alvin before that last dunk by Amari. There was some miscommunication on the play. What happened?
You know, just we were going to run a pick and roll, but they put Dwight on Grant, so they were going to switch it. So I wanted to try to get Grant up for the pick and roll, but they were switching everyone to get Grant, so I just went one-on-one and kicked it to Jared in the corner.
How big was that Amari follow there, especially the first couple of possessions before that? He was having trouble hanging on the ball and be able to finish like that.
Well, it was huge. You know, Amari had a great game. And that rebound at the end and dunk was huge. And it was nice for us to get a bounce like that at the end of the game. And that was an exciting win.
Jared seems to be getting down there.
I mean, Jared's a great player. He's smart. He's skilled. He's turned into a really good three-point shooter. He's a terrific defender and teammate. We love playing with him. And he's become a huge part of our team and a huge part of our depth.
You mentioned a lot of guys with contributions. Now, how about the defensive job on Dwight? He only had one field goal. I know he had a lot of free throws, but he didn't seem to be a factor.
Well, he was a big factor. You know, we did a good job on him. He double-teamed him and fouled him on the line, but he opens it up a lot for those other guys. So they got a lot of threes because of him. But at the same time, if you look at a game against Dwight Howard, he got one shot up, you usually feel like he got a pretty good chance to move.
It's one of the games, if you look at it, it's kind of a bookmark as to, you know, where you are.
I suppose. You know, I mean, I don't really look at those too much. You know, I think for us, we got to just continue to try to beat the teams we're better than and try to protect our home court and worry about trying to improve every day. I think if we do that, we'll put ourselves in a position to really come on in the second half of the season and get ourselves in the playoffs and be in a position to beat someone.
It's similar to the Dallas team. It started really well offensively, the ball was moving, and then it seemed to disappear. What do you think that's about?
They started scoring. They started making a lot of threes. We started fouling them. They started going to the foul line, and it stopped. Our rhythm, we started having to walk the ball up the court, and that was more difficult for us to score. So, I think they got on a roll with a three-point shot, or else we were fouling them, and it just slowed us down.
The pace was a lot better at the time. You guys were good
at the beginning, early, the pace was great. And then, like I said, we started fouling them, and they started making threes. And when you're taking it out of the basket every time, it's a little more difficult to get into that kind of tempo and rhythm we like.
Did you look at that Utah game at all last night about how much penetration they were getting and you think they were
going to be so good?
You know, they didn't talk about that. Everyone
specifically looking at
I just tried to make a play. I went to the basket, and Dwight helped off Jared, and I just kicked it to him for the three.
Were you mindful that would get Dwight out of the middle if you did that?
I went to the basket, and Dwight stayed to cover me and left Jared open, so I threw it to Jared, and it was a great rebound.
It's already Saturday. How much is going to be in the tank tonight?
Who knows? It's going to be tough, but just go out there and see what happens. Tonight's win gave us a little bit of latitude that we can go out there without feeling a ton of pressure and try to give it a shot. So, we should go in there feeling optimistic and see what happens. But who knows what we'll play like tomorrow night, but just got to have a good attitude and give ourselves a chance.
Fourth quarter turned into a bit of a defensive slugfest. I think 41 total points. How important is it for the team to win that way as opposed to shooting 45% from three?
You got to be able to win in different ways. And sometimes, I know we're not known for our defense, but we've won games this year on our defense, and especially in the fourth quarter. So it's important that you got to be able to sometimes win them at the foul line, sometimes win them from the three-point line. Sometimes you got to win them defensively. Sometimes you got to win them on the board. So you got to be able to turn it up in different areas to try to win games, especially down the stretch.
Steve, you talk about playing a team that shoots more
it doesn't really, it's something that we're really conscious of, you know. We don't, like, look at it like they take a lot of threes, so do we. We just know they have a great inside-outside game. They surround Dwight with shooters to make it hard. You got to pick your poison, and you're oftentimes you got to make a decision, and you don't want to get caught in between, so it's difficult.
Exactly what you wanted that on that team scores and started with Anthony Johnson taking all the shots.
Yeah, I mean, he played well. We were kind of, that's what we were giving up, but, you know, we didn't want him to make as many shots as he did, but at the same time, the ball wasn't in, you know, other guys' hands, or prolific from the three-point line or in the paint.